I'm Kayla.
I'm Joy.
And we are Some Adulting Required. So, I'm embarrassed. I don't know about you, but I'm embarrassed. I just want to say...
I will never be ashamed of who I am.
I'm embarrassed. It is what it is. I'm sorry. We've been gone for so long. We don't have any excuses since our last bajillion podcasts have been about being intentional and following through.
Yeah.
And we kind of have, just not kind of like to your face. And, but this is one of the things we wanted to follow through with. And so for that, we're sorry.
Yeah, I apologize.
We really do.
In advance for doing it again. Cause it will happen.
It's probably going to happen. But while we're here, we'd love to.
You know.
Yeah.
This is life.
We try, though.
This happens.
We try really hard. We actually talk about doing it. We're like, oh, I'm going to come over and we're going to do it. And da, 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 da. What's happened with your head? Oh, the tag's still on.
Yeah. My head was cold.
So we're like, oh, we're totally going to do this. It's totally going to work. And then we get together and, like, something else happens. Like,
life.
And it's been a busy few months. I don't know. But we hope you had a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa.
In October.
And Happy New Year. Was it October last time we did a podcast?
Halloween?
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow. We're extra sorry.
Maybe not even Halloween. Maybe even Labor Day.
No. Labor Day was like Barry's birthday. We did something. Yeah, okay. But we're sorry.
I also don't know what Labor Day is.
It's in September.
Oh, okay. I believe you.
It is. But... today we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions. Are we into them or are they cliche? But before we do that, we have to talk about our bang in our bus. And because it's the new year and Joy hates it, we're going to just call it the good and the bad from now on.
I mean, you can call it whatever.
You're not going to interact with me if I call it that. So I'm just going to let it go.
But the thing is, like, so long as you let me know which one is the positive and the negative,
well,
I'll be able to go along with it.
Don't people say, man, that was a bust, as a bad thing?
In 2007.
People say that, Joy.
When?
People say, I went out with a bang.
Yeah, they say that.
So, but that's good. They went out with a bang.
Bang still has, like, a negative
connotation. Okay, well, you know what? It's the good and the bad now. So, Joy, why don't you go ahead and talk about your bad?
Okay. Here are my bads.
Your bads?
My bads.
Plural.
They're a little family. The terrible things that happen. Not even terrible. I feel like
the bad things, they've progressed into just general concerns for the future. So yeah. It's not even bad. It's just curiosity and
for your good thing, did you put down the thing from yesterday?
No.
Put it down.
Why?
The thing from yesterday?
Yeah, that's okay. I just... Maybe later.
Okay, fine.
Like, after the ball gets rolling.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
But it was amazing.
It was great.
Okay. Anyway, sorry.
That's incentive to listen to more podcasts.
Exactly.
That come out eventually.
Eventually. Work with us here. Okay,
so
anyways.
Basically, yeah. I don't like my job.
Yes.
As I've stated in the past and in the present. It's becoming harder and harder to stay motivated and creative and to do the things that I want to do, like to do the things that I have this job like to pay for. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to like sit down and truly be, you know, intentional about the things that I want to do and not this little side hustle at the mall. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's so, it's a bit frustrating because opportunities are coming my way, but I don't want to be too, I don't want to go too fast and do something out of like an emotion because I just hate my job in the moment. Like, I hate being there and I hate the way people treat me or whatever the case may be. I don't want to leave from an emotional place.
Yeah.
And then cause like a negative chain reaction because I came from like because the decision I made was emotional instead of like a practical, reasonable thing where I like sat down, looked at the
pros and cons for both.
Exactly. So there's that. But I think that's everybody. Like, if you're not in the field where you desire, like, your end-all be-all, then I think we're all still trying to, you know, figure out ways where we can, you know, fund our passion projects and the things we truly want to do mm-hmm. while giving our all and, like, doing our best at the place where we're at.
Yes,
exactly. So it's a balance, and it's kind of hard, but I'm learning, and I've become more patient, so I think that'll help me in the long run, especially when I do more creative things, because creative people are crazy, and you have to have an amazing level of patience to deal with all the different personalities, my own included. Hallelujah. So, yeah. And yeah, just debating about life choices and figuring out what to do and, you know, credit. Like, yeah. What's up with that? And taxes. If I don't have healthcare, they take money out. If I do have healthcare, they put money in. And I'm just confused. And I don't know how all my financial things work. And, you know, just trying to stay on top of my goals. Mentally, physically, financially, all that jazz. So those are, like, those aren't even, like, the bad things. Those are just the things that are not necessarily, I'm not too excited about.
I get that.
Yeah. So not bad. Just, like, you know. Yeah, just adult things, I guess. Whatever. I don't know. This is how it goes.
Well, I don't know. I feel similar. Similarly? I speak English. I feel the same. The feeling is mutual. For me, yeah. I think that my bad, if you want to call it bad, is like feeling really unmotivated to do things that I like that are like pressing, and then feeling super motivated to do things that probably are not as important.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it's a constant thing for me. Like, for example, I am supposed to be studying for my teacher's examination, which is in a couple weeks. And I do study, but I study probably a third of the time that I should be studying. But I am very motivated to read all of my books that I'm reading.
Oh, yes.
I'm reading Ocean Vuong's. Oh, that's
another good thing.
We're still on bad.
Oh.
I'm reading Ocean Vuong's book. On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous again. And I'm reading a book Joy lent me called The Sun Is Also a Star.
So good. 10 out of 10.
It's very good.
15 stars.
And I'm reading a few other things that I've been getting here and there for Christmas, like collections of poetry and things like that. And I'm really enjoying those reads. However, like, as motivated as I am to finish a book, I'm not nearly as motivated to study for this teacher examination, because if we're just being honest, like, I don't really want to do it. Like, I want to do it because I want to, you know, create income, like Joy was talking about, like, extra mm-hmm. income to fund the things I want to do, like, you know, eventually starting that publishing house and, you know, maybe opening some other businesses here and in, you know, other places too, like where my husband's from. Like, mm-hmm. I want to do multiple things. In order to do multiple things, I need, like, multiple things money. And
yeah.
And so, you know, like, just trying to find, like, the balance of reminding myself the reason I'm doing things. Like, I'm doing this so that I can do other things I want to do. If I didn't want to do other things, if I didn't want to be creative, I could stay home with my kids and stay home with my kids, which I would like to do. But because you have to
also do something fulfilling.
Yeah. I mean, being with my kids is fulfilling.
Like, creatively fulfilling.
Yeah, something that's just mine. And in order to do something that's just mine, I can't, like, take, you know, all of our income and just try and do, like,
what you want
to
do?
A creative thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's a luxury to be able to stay with my kids. And so in order to, like, balance things out, I have to go to work.
Yeah.
And then take the money that I make at work, some of it, and put it into these passion projects and things like that. And so, like, I understand why I'm doing what I'm doing, and it should motivate me to, like, get off my behind and actually do it.
Yeah.
But what's happening is I just keep thinking about how I'm not doing what I want to do. And it just makes me, like, far, far less motivated than I should be.
I feel that.
Because, you know, it's the end will justify all of this, but I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about the here and now and how I want what I want now. Right now. And so, like, yeah. It's meh. So, that's my bad. It's not like one particular thing. Well, because it kind of funnels into everything else for me. You know, it kind of just feeds into it all. So, like, my feelings towards life right now is like just super manic. Like, it's it's like I'm on top of the world. Oh my gosh, I'm going to die being a teacher. Okay, not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just as when I was growing up and like starting to get interested in like books and in poetry and stuff like that, like I always thought to myself, I'm always going to do something creative. I'm not going to be like my psychology teacher, and when I was a senior, he was a teacher. He did not want to be a teacher. He was a great teacher, but not because he wanted to be, but because he was honest about all the areas of life that we had questions about. He wanted to be a psychiatrist, but he didn't have money to like finish school, or so he could only so he finished his bachelor's or whatever. Yeah, he wanted to be a psychiatrist, and he wanted to be one of those people who was like called in as like an expert, and like he wanted to do something spectacular. And he found that being a high school teacher was not a good use of his knowledge. And to be honest, I could understand where he's coming from. I do think that a lot of the things that he said are what influenced me. Even though I didn't take psych, it influenced me on like trying to figure out who I was talking to while I was talking to them. Mm-hmm. And it helped me to become more like empathetic. And so like he made a difference in my life. But I understand that for him personally, you know, maybe he's not as fulfilled as he wished he'd have been.
Yeah.
And so because of that, like I carried his words with me and like his attitude, and I just told myself like that's not where I want to end up. And like I don't think I will, but it's just that feeling of panic, you know, like as you're becoming more of an adult and growing up and realizing like if I don't do something different, I won't fulfill, you know, like the things that I set out for. So it's just like I'm really, really into my life, or I'm like, oh my god, I'm getting older.
Ebbs and flows.
Yeah, and so it's just like the panic, you know, no big deal.
Adulting.
But let's talk about your good, so we can just like drag ourselves out of this for a quick second, because I'm just feeling a little, heavy. You have lots of good things happening.
I wrote them down.
Oh, you wrote them down? Okay, cool. I wrote them down for you too.
The good things in my life are, I have projects coming up, like projects I hope to be a part of.
Yes, you do.
And stuff that I want to go audition for and get roles for and all those shenanigans, you know. Don't know all the details yet, but stuff like that. And then, you know, exciting auditions and... I've been in a good mood lately, just like a very like leveled, like moderately, I'm in a really great mood.
Yeah.
I don't know how long it's been. I haven't been keeping track with it. It's been pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm on like, I don't want to call it a high, because I don't want to
say that you have lows or whatever.
Not say that I have lows, but I don't want to encourage a low to like happen. You know what I mean? I don't want to manifest it on accident.
Yes.
But that's what I've been doing. And then I learned that when I'm really upset or anxious, just like singing or dancing helps.
Mm-hmm.
Like random tunes, the nostalgic crap you listen to when you're like in seventh grade.
Yes.
All that jazz. Literally all that. Just like helps. It takes you to a place where you didn't really care about many things, or like, you didn't know you had to care about so many things, so it was just easier to just, like, chill, relax. So, to get transported back to that time period is just, it's very calming.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it reminds me, it helps me, like, become more level-headed and realize that, like, hey, it's not that big of a deal, calm down, relax, you're not gonna die.
Yeah.
Like, you literally, it's just an awkward situation, or it's just like a bad moment. It's not a bad day.
Exactly.
Because as human beings, we catalog the negative things that happen and completely disregard whether or not the whole day was amazing and just one thing ruined all the amazing things. But it's like, you have to look at it as like, oh my god, like all these amazing things happened today and only one bad thing happened, as opposed to like, oh my god, 12 amazing things happened and then this one stupid thing mm-hmm. ruined my whole day. Because like I would do that to myself, and it would harm me, because I would go through every day waiting for something bad to happen, like anticipating the worst.
Yes.
But first of all, like, situations occur. People are people. They're going to do stuff you don't like. But also, like, that's not in your control. And you can only control the way you react to those situations. So if I can react in a way where it doesn't deplete my whole entire mood, then I'm going to do that.
Exactly.
Instead of, yeah. Yeah, because, like, it sucks. It sucks to let one little thing ruin your day. Like, it's truly terrible, because the potential of the day, it just goes away because
Right. You
put all the, you put, like, you gave it power just believing that that was, like, the cap. You know what I mean?
And especially if it's the first thing that happened. Like, it's mm-hmm. the first thing that happened. You still have, like, 9, 10, 12 hours for something good to happen.
Yeah.
And you let that set your whole day in, like, this dreary mood.
And, you like, those situations where days start off bad and just not the way you want them to, that's when you have to, or that's when I have to make it a mission to end the day on a positive note. So what I started to do is, or what I'm starting to do when my stuff comes in the mail, I'm going to start bullet journaling so that I can catalog my days and, you know, write down my memories and the things that happen that I love, the things that happen that I don't love. I can process things when I just truly write it down and make cute little, budget worksheets.
Yeah.
So I can, like, figure out my life and my finances and log stuff. I don't know. I want to make cute little charts. I already bought the pens. Like, I'm doing it. Like, let's go.
You guys, she bought the pens that I told her to buy.
And then I got the Crayola Super Tips because they were like $6 at Target. And I was like, you know what? Let's go at it. Let's go.
But more importantly, she got Pentel Energel 0.7 pens.
I also like the Pilot pens.
But we're talking about the Energel pens because they're the best.
I know. And I got like green, brown, purple, blue, and red. So good so colors, and then the markers I have different shades. So as we transition from, like, you know, winter or whatever season this is in Houston to, like, you know, spring and then summer and then fall, I'll have, like, all the cute little shades, and it'll be great.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so
I think it'll be good.
And I think it's a good way to, like, to set aside time to be with yourself for a moment and reflect on the day, reflect on what happened. And all that jazz. That's what I'm
looking forward to. And like you said, you're not wasting paper because all of your things are in one place, which is so cool.
That's another thing. Like, I'm very particular when it comes to, like, planners or agendas, whatever you like to call it. And I hate whenever I feel the need to go out and buy one, it's already 2 months into the year. So I already, and then some of them have, like, 2018 or, like, the year before, like, they have a couple months.
Oh, I don't
even
buy those.
I hate that.
Yeah.
But sometimes those are the only cute ones that they have left at TJ Maxx. So you have to, like, rip out the paper and, like, you know, give it to your nephew so he can draw on it. And so you don't feel, like, as wasteful. But, like, with bullet journaling, like, you can use whiteout markers to, like, go over your mistakes so that way you don't have to rip out a page. You can create your own planner, your own calendar. You can do whatever you like. You can cater it to your own style, like, your aesthetic, whatever you want to do. And that way you're the person messing it up, not Target. You know
exactly
what I mean? So it's just a better way to, you know, save paper, resources, and to truly be, like, as creative as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way you can, like, learn and grow and then, you know, develop and, you know, start doing calligraphy like those super fancy girls on Instagram, because they have bullet journal Instagrams. I just found that out.
Like, that's crazy.
Bullet journal Instagram.
I need to find that.
They're really pretty.
Don't let me forget. I really want to look because I love looking at stuff like that.
You should. I'll send you some videos. But yeah,
check them out. You guys, I'm really excited about this because Joy knows how much I love notebooks and like getting new notebooks and writing new things in new notebooks. And so I'm going to try this out. I mean, I have a bunch of notebooks to fill right now, and so it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it anyway.
And if anyone has any recommendations on, like, what pens to use, I know my liners are fancy, and they're pretty impressive. Like, the zebra ones are pretty
And these are, popular. Like, for calligraphy?
No, they're just, like, they're just for, it's not even calligraphy, it's just, like, to customize the...
The journal, how you
Yeah.
Want it. That's so, cool.
The mild liners, the Muji... Super tip, whatever they're called, I don't know. All those fancy pens. Let me know which ones are the best, and let me know which ones are a good investment so I don't waste the coin.
Yes.
Especially if I don't follow through with this. Let I us hope know. That I do, you know, because, like...
Let's keep her accountable.
Let's, yeah.
Therese and Haley.
Yeah, y'all. I'm not even playing. Like, I need some kind of incentive to keep on doing it, and I think the... beautiful colors and all the stuff, all the thoughts I have, all the books I read, all that jazz, I think that'll help me, and all the stuff that happens to me throughout the year, I think that'll also help me.
I think so too. I think it's gonna be really helpful. Oh my god, we're doing so good.
I'm dead.
Okay,
but yeah, cute stuff.
What else good do you have going on?
I'm confused.
We're still talking about good stuff.
No, Mom just texted me, and I'm like, what? She's like, did you get down here yet?
What?
That's what I'm saying.
Was it meant for me? But I'm here, too.
We're inside.
I don't know.
Confusion.
It's okay. Anyway, what else do you have good going on?
I think that was it, but yeah, just all good things happening. Nothing truly terrible going on in life right now, which is an amazing way to start the year. So, you know, holding on to hope that even if not okay or not great things happen, I'll remember the first few moments of this year.
Yes.
In like a positive way, in a way of gratitude, so that I don't, you know, just let one thing ruin the rest of my year, because it just started.
I feel you on that.
It's important to be intentional and to really value the time that you have, because you don't know what's going to happen. Morbid. Yeah, but like you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what circumstances are going to arise as life progresses. So if you can figure out the things you like right now and try to document them and just, you know.
And then you can go back to it later.
Make memories. Yeah, just write it down so you can look at it later. I think that's super smart. Yeah.
Well, I have good things happening as well also. Uh-huh. I do. So, it's not really a specific good thing, but I'm just optimistic for what's to come. Like, just in general. I know it's a super, like, New Year's-y thing to say.
Yeah.
But I'm absolutely optimistic because I feel like things are just about to start going my way. Like, not that things haven't gone my way, but I feel like the tides are changing.
And you're gonna actually like see it immediately.
Things are gonna come to fruition like this year.
I feel that.
And Nari and I started our little business for our little hair.
Yeah.
Regaliahair.com.
I'm dead.
Regaliahair.com. I think you have to type the whole thing into Google and put .com for it to show up because we're not like rich yet. But come and see us. But it's not just that. It's also like my husband and I were coming to a transition. Mm-hmm. And so like literally anything is possible right now. Where are we going to end up? I have no idea. What are we going to be doing? I really have no idea.
But it's exciting because you're going to figure it out as you go.
Exactly.
You're not going to let that ruin the mood.
No. You know, it's like, it's the perfect time for a transition, you know? It's the perfect, I'm not pregnant for once. So if we have to move, like I've, for the past, for both of my pregnancies, I've been pregnant, like at the end of my pregnancy for both moves. And so,
That was a lot.
But you know, now I'm not. And so to me, it's like the perfect time for like a move or whatever. And oh, that's so pretty. Can you tag me?
Is it in, yeah.
How do I tag me? It? I don't know.
Girl, Girl, I got you.
Just figure it out.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just really excited because I just feel like I'm at a transitional point in life. And who knows? I may be wherever Joy ends up. I may be back northeast, which means that Joy has a place to crash when she wants to go and do projects in the city.
Yeah,
man. I may be... I mean, that's really probably the only places I'll be. But no matter where I am, like, I'm just excited that I have, like, an opportunity to do something new. Because, yeah. Y'all, I get, like, the itch every 3 years. I have to do something. I've literally... That sounds gross.
It does. It sounds like a healthcare concern.
It's not. It's just,
so, like... I got the itch. That's what the paper looks like.
Oh.
So it's faint.
I love it.
Yeah, you're gonna like it. I think I'll show you mine.
Okay, notebook. I want to get one.
You can look at it when it comes to your house and just tell me if you how you like the paper.
I don't want
to
open it.
I don't know. Is it okay?
Is it okay?
I have to go down and get it anyways. And my AirPod case.
Are you coming on Monday?
No, I have to come tomorrow to get my AirPod case and my notebook.
Oh, but I thought you were coming when you're off on Monday. Are you off tomorrow?
I will come both days.
Okay.
I'll try.
But you're coming tomorrow.
Apparently.
If you don't come tomorrow, you can just come on Monday and you could just get your things on Monday. But you don't want to wait, do you?
No.
I understand.
Look how cute this crap is, man.
That's what you got?
No, this is just what people do with the notebook.
I love it.
Right?
Oh, Joy, I want to do it. And I want to, like, do it together sometimes.
Yeah, we could. That will be so accountability. Exciting. Yeah, man. Also, find somebody to help you stay on top of your goals.
Come on
and
now.
Accomplishments.
Yes. And we've talked about this before, but it's, like, really important. Joy and I still do this to each other behind the scenes.
Yeah, we do.
It's just we're not always, like, super great about doing it on the podcast because we're not always so great about...
The podcast has been a bit different because either we're sick or it's a holiday.
We've been so sick, like, off and on lately. And then, yeah. Like, we have kids. Well, I have kids, and so Joy has kids. And
yeah.
We have
she has,
the holidays.
She has children. I have children by way of my sister.
Exactly.
So,
so there's, like, lots going on, lots happening, and but we still care.
This one is cute.
But anyways, I like that one.
It's so, a food diary.
That's a food diary. I need that.
Yeah.
So you guys, just so we have a few minutes to actually talk about what we were trying to talk about, New Year's Eve and New Year's resolutions.
Wait, those were my New Year's resolutions.
No, but that's not the question. Is
oh,
what do we think about them? Are they cliche? Yeah. And if they are, why do we do them anyway? Why do we have them anyway? What do we think?
I think New Year's resolutions are not... I don't think that they're, you know, a gimmick or, like, any... What word did you use?
Are they cliche?
I don't think they're cliche because I think that... I think it's truly amazing that, like, once a year we all, like, set aside time to try to improve ourselves in a way where we haven't done it before. You know what I mean? I think that's inspiring because it's, like, the only time you can truly list your goals and aspirations for, like, the new year without, like, any judgment, no matter how large or how small they may seem to other people. And I think it brings people together, especially, like, if you have similar goals with somebody mm-hmm. else. I can see how it can be cheesy because it's like, I want to lose 15 pounds. But it's, like, I feel like...
I do want to lose 15 pounds.
I mean, me too. But, like, you know, like, how am I going to do that without setting aside time to truly think about the things that are going to make, like, a long-term impact on me so I can maintain
that
the loss of the... Yeah. So, yeah. I feel like those kind... I like New Year's resolutions. I like hearing how people want to change their life. You know what I mean? Or, like, their lifestyle. I think it's fun and it's inspiring. I think it helps you... You know, stay accountable for your own. Because people, like, especially now with social media, everybody keeps on posting about, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, da-da-da. And it's like, oh, okay, well, like, since they're doing their thing and, like, you know, it's hard and they're documenting it, maybe I can try to do my thing.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know what I mean? And I feel like...
I agree with that.
Social media is, like, pretty... It can be a pretty negative place, but I think nowadays people are making it a point... to be a bit more transparent, so they talk about the negative things and the positive things, and that I think that just helps people out, because it's like, you know,
It's only like the fourth day of the new year.
Exactly. There's still time to make your New Year's resolutions, y'all.
There's still time to like mess up and like choose a different one or a whole new list of ones to do. You know what I mean? So I think just like, I like them.
Yeah.
I think they're helpful. I think they help you set long-term and short-term goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good way to like, you know, set aside time and look at your life and look at the stuff you want to change. You know, I agree with that. I think that's so cool.
I think that's cool too. And like every single year for the past, I don't know, 10 years, because weight loss is a long journey, y'all. I've been making New Year's resolutions to like lose weight and do this and do that. And now it only worked like 2 years. But I did keep the weight off.
But then she got pregnant.
But so. Then I got pregnant.
Well, that's different, though.
I know it's different, but then I
can't. And then you got pregnant again. So
I know.
You've been pregnant for the past 2 years.
Three. Because they're 9 months. So, Jesus. Like, well, no. That's like not right. That's not right. A year and a half. But then, like, recovery. So yeah. I'm going to give myself 2 years. Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is a long time. But it's just, you know.
She got pregnant right after this one came out, kids.
Yes.
Well, not right after.
No, like, it took time.
A year after. A year and some change.
A year.
Because it was Thanksgiving of last year when you announced.
New baby, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been pregnant often lately. But the good thing, is, like, I am not planning on getting pregnant for, like, at least 4 to 5 years. And so this is a perfect time for me to lose some weights and
establish habits that'll help you, you know.
When I'm pregnant again.
Yeah.
Joy, you're so right.
I think that's what this time of year is.
I think so too.
I think it's conditioning for
what's to
habits
come.
You want to maintain yeah. throughout the year.
Once the high wears off.
Yeah, and the things that stick with it, and the things that don't stick, try to find a different strategy or a different way to enforce it into your everyday.
I so agree with that.
I don't know. I feel like I didn't really get New Year's resolutions until like this year when I like looked at everything in my life and I was like, yo, like these are things that I want to happen and these are things that I want to change. And as soon as I decided in my mind, like, yo, like I want these things to happen for me. I want to be able to travel and, you know, to be on, you know, multi-million dollar productions.
Yeah.
Whether I'm acting or being like a set assistant, whatever I'm doing, I want to be a part of these projects so I can see how, you know, the industry, you know,
works,
moves
yeah.
and how everything operates so that I can, you know, be educated and prepared for my own projects in the future and, like, learn the things I want to do. And, like, that's what I decided I wanted to do. And after that, like, all these cool things started coming my way.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And I think you really have to, I hate the word manifest, but, like.
You're so right, though.
You gotta just, like, say it out loud. And you
call
have
it
to,
your way.
You have to, you know, like, meditate on it and just sit there, put it at the forefront of your mind, put it on your wall, like, wherever you're able, like, wherever it's easily visible,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, claim it, because it's yours.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't, no one can tell you that you can't do something if you set your mind to it and you like, gather the resources eventually, or, like, things come your way
if
when you set your mind.
Yeah. If you're doing everything that you can do, like, if you're literally doing, you can't just, like, do one thing, and, oh, it's not happening for me. You have
it's
to
like,
do
I did two
everything.
Sit-ups. Why don't I look like Beyonce? Like,
yes.
That's not how it works.
Y'all, honestly, I'm not gonna lie.
I feel
I'll
you,
go
Kayla.
Through, like, 2 days of exercise, like, rigorous exercise,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be like, but for why?
Exactly.
Like, I gained a pound. And oh, that's so pretty. She just showed me a really pretty graphic
it's a
for
weekly,
her bullet journal.
It's a weekly,
I love it.
Planner.
I love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that happens to me all the time. But what it's for me, I found like with weight loss, once I forgot about why I was doing it and just focused on being healthy and feeling good and feeling strong. Like just now, I jump up on the counter in the kitchen. Y'all, I think I tore a couple ligaments or something in my between my arm and like my chest bone. Like I felt tears. That's how like weak I am. And so like for me, part of, you know, getting back on track is just wanting to feel strong.
Yeah.
And then other things like, you know, wearing smaller sizes and clothes and You know, having the things you actually have now fit you in a different way. Like, those things come gradually when you forget that that's why you're doing it, when you focus on what actually is important, which is health.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to say also, Joy, I think one of the reasons that New Year's resolutions just became a thing for you is because, if you'll remember, growing up at church and even in school, our teachers would have us do New Year's resolutions just as a thing.
Yeah.
And so it became like super like mundane and watered down because we were doing them constantly because they were an assignment.
Yeah, but out now, of obligation, exactly. Not out of like a true, like, you know,
desire to change our lives.
Yeah.
And now that we're adults and in a place where we can see, I would like to change this thing, and you know that you have the power to do it now because it's you.
Yeah.
You're the one who's in charge of it. Like, now it's different. So it feels more right to do it. It feels more exciting. It feels more, like, tangible, the goals and things like that. And so,
because you see that when you're intentional and when you're, like, setting aside, like, time to do certain mm-hmm. things, you see how it pays
things
off.
Things do happen,
end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And part of that, part of setting that time aside, is reminding yourself, I do have to say these things out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just to keep yourself thinking positively when things are tough.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I'm sorry, that's so pretty. Even if it's, because, like, for me, I know that I journal every day in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I can't write it down, like, on paper, like, I'll maybe give myself a little mental note. And I give myself something to think about. And the reason I do that is because I know that on days when it's just a little bit harder to be motivated, and when I'm just feeling a little bit more sluggish and
yeah.
a little bit more like, oh, is this ever going to, like, go my way? When I'm having those feelings, I can go back, flip a couple pages back, and look at what I wrote previously. And it gives myself a little bit of satisfaction in that moment, and
yeah.
then I'm able to keep going, so that the next moment I can look back on that day and say, you know, I got through
just
that.
Reflect.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, like, just those little things, being intentional about those little things,
yeah.
keep you going in the long run. And we're in the world we live in, like, we have to find ways to keep ourselves going sometimes.
Yeah. If you don't, then you just stay stuck. Like, I used to think, when I have, like, my own perfect, I thought that, like, a place would put me in the right mindset where I would truly, like, be on top of all my business, and I would have like, you know, like, a list of to-do things, and I thought that if I had something on the outside that was aesthetically pleasing and,
yeah.
and beautiful and, you know, picturesque, then that would translate into my inner being.
Yeah.
And that would make me want to, you know, improve my life and, you know,
right.
take better care of myself and take my dreams and my goals more seriously. But I find that it doesn't really matter where you are. If you don't do it, it's not going to happen. So even if you're in, like, a beautiful home, or, like, even if you're, you know, sharing a room with your sister, like, it doesn't matter where you're at. Like, you have to be the one, you have to be determined, and you have to be the one that changes the circumstance you're in.
Yeah.
Like, a place, a building, like, a cute bed,
it's
a cute desk.
Yeah, it's nothing.
A pretty vanity with, like, those cute, like, Showtime lights, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, those, like, those dressing room lights.
This is very specific.
That's not gonna change me. Because, like, these are things that I wanted, and I'm like, okay, as soon as I get these things, I can start filming. And you know what I mean? And it's like, you don't need those things. Just do it. Because, like, you're wasting your time thinking about all the things you want to do, and then you think that, oh, like, since I thought it, that's enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough just to think about it. You actually have to take action and do it.
Exactly.
And you can't just do it one time. You got to do it, like,
be consistent.
Probably, like, 15 times.
I know.
Maybe, you know, the first time you do it, you get it right. Cool. Like, but sometimes, like, that doesn't always happen. So
I know.
You have to be patient with yourself and, you know, truly, like, you know, give yourself a break, because you didn't, you know, get to the point where you wanted
in a day.
Yeah. Like, I want to play the keyboard, but, like, I have, like, long hands, so it
mm-hmm.
should be easy for me to play, like, beautiful chords. But I don't know anything. I can play Hot Cross Buns. That's about it.
I can't even play that.
That's not going to make me, like, it's, like, the same as a guitar. No, it's not, but it's, like,
is like do 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 do
do do do do do do. So I don't know where the keys are. I can play by ear, but I have to close my eyes.
Yeah, no, I can't do that. What? What does that even mean?
If I focus on where my fingers are going, like mm-hmm. when I used to write, I could play like chords and stuff, but when I focus on where my fingers are actually going, I suck. But when I close my eyes, for some reason, I know.
Sorry.
So I don't know, something just happens in a different way. That's totally irrelevant. But success flows from the inside out.
Yeah.
So maybe it is relevant.
You have to like make it a point to truly like believe in yourself.
Exactly.
Before, because like stuff sucks sometimes, guys. Like
stuff sucks a lot.
It just does. But like that doesn't mean that's gonna suck forever. Like
no.
You're not an expert at it. Like you don't have a degree in it. That's my response, Milo. People who like want to not like it's not saying that it's naive or whatever. But, like,
yeah.
Just remember that we're people and that we make mistakes and that you know maybe if and also another thing is like. We feel like if we're not doing it the same way as somebody else does it, it's not as successful.
Yes.
That doesn't have anything to do... Like, no one else's experience or path or journey has anything to do with your own success. That's totally not... They don't go hand in hand.
It's not the case.
So, that... And I'm telling myself that as well. Because I see, like, the girl from SpongeBob, the musical.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There's this girl. Her name's Jaylen Christine Lee... I forgot her last name, but she has like four names. Like she's like already a superstar, and she has this crazy voice, and she's like only 19, and she's on Broadway singing her heart out, and I'm like kind of jealous, but at the same time, like you know, I didn't do anything to prepare me to be in the position where I could audition for that show or anything like that.
Yeah.
So don't be mad, get glad, because she's awesome.
Yeah,
it's truly amazing to watch her and for her to inspire me. Like, I watched that video, like, 8 times today, and I was like, oh, my God, like, I need to practice. And I was thinking of all the amazing things and all the ideas that I developed from watching her. So, like, that's another thing, too. Like, let other people's success inspire you.
Yes.
And not, like, you know,
make you
stunt
jealous.
You so that you stay there and you're like, oh, my God, I'm so pissed. Yeah. They're so much better at this than me. Oh, I suck. It's no, you don't. It's just, like, they're doing something. And also, you don't see the beginning, like the garage phase.
You don't know what they were doing.
You always
there.
See like the Steve Jobs and the turtleneck after mm-hmm. he sold Pixar back to Disney. Like you see that. You don't see
Did he
like
do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because Apple kicked him out. Yeah, for like a couple of years. So then he developed Pixar, made it a big giant corporation, sold it to Disney, still had stock in it or something like that.
Crazy.
And then bought back Apple. Like, you want to pull a Steve Jobs, you know
what
I'm saying?
I want to pull a Steve Jobs,
like, yeah. Have faith in yourself. Truly believe, you know what I mean? Ask for, you know, counseling from friends and loved ones. People who have your truest, like, best interest at heart. But, like, for the most part, like, just chill. Like, you're okay. But also, like, be smart, be intentional, and invest in yourself, really.
Yeah.
Like, If you don't invest in yourself, no one else will.
The thing about, like, okay, I understand that this is, like, the time of year. This is, okay, this can be dangerous, this time of year. This time of year is wonderful in that it inspires you to do great things.
Yeah.
This time of year is dangerous in that it inspires you to do crazy things that you shouldn't do.
Yes.
So, in all of your inspiring moments and in all of your, you know, jumping and taking that leap of faith, let's take calculated leaps of faith.
Yeah.
Let's do things in such a way that you're not homeless
mm-hmm.
should they go wrong.
Yes.
Let's do things in such a way that you still have people who care about you at the end. Like, let's not, like, just go and SHIT on people because all in the name of, you know, it's my time.
You know what you did to me 15 years ago when you told me I look like a refrigerator and look at me now.
Yeah.
I'm a Delta. Like,
yes.
I don't know.
I mean, if you want to use, okay, I'm all for using people's, like, old time, like, you know, what's the word, like, disses to inspire you to become, like, better, like, use those things as your fuel to overcome that thing that they said you couldn't do. That's fine if that's what you actually want to do. Don't
but
just
like in a healthy way.
In a healthy way.
Don't be like, You see me now, Christine?
Yeah, like don't call Christine out.
She doesn't remember your name. She barely remembers you from the yearbook.
And if she does remember your name, that's fine. But let it be like a silent, you see me now, Christine.
Yeah.
Like, don't let it be like the kind that gets you committed, like, for no reason.
I remember what shirt you were wearing when you told me I was an ugly potato sack. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that deep.
Don't,
like,
let that anger fester.
Write that down in your bullet journal. Write it in your bullet journal. And put it in a deep, dark cave and never talk about it again.
Don't talk about it.
You don't need that. You're wasting energy. You're wasting energy.
Yeah. And also, like, I just want to just say this one more time. Like, please don't throw every penny you have into a particular thing because it's, you know, the new year. Like, let's, like, spread our coin out. Let's be smart. It is 2020.
Yeah.
We're going to invest wisely. We're going to invest our time wisely. Mm-hmm. We're going to choose friends wisely. We're going to distance ourselves from friends we don't need wisely.
Yeah.
We're going to do this wisely. We're not going to be, like, you know, reckless. So I just want to just say that because it's important to be inspired. It's important to use this year as a way to jumpstart you into, you know, this new decade, really. And that's fine. I just want us to do it, like, intentionally and, like, in, like, as smart a way as possible. And I'm speaking to myself too, because I have a tendency to, like, get on rocket fuel when the new year starts.
Yeah.
And I just go
literally, like, yes,
and, like, that's great.
Agreed. I
if
concur.
You're smart.
It is mutual, all of that,
you know. Not everybody has somebody to, like,
to
check
them down. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, my husband and I, like, we really 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 balance each other out. Not everybody, you know, like, has that balance with their friends or their family or whatever. Like, I have multiple people balancing me out when I'm about to do something crazy. So I just want all of us, you guys can contact me if you need help balancing out and just, like, you know, making sure you're not making, like, drastic and rash decisions. Yeah. Call me. You
don't
know who that. You two are. Y'all both got my phone number.
Don't, like, go on a random, like, Airbnb crawl with some dude you met on Tinder.
Let's
not
do
smart.
That. It's not new year, new me in the crazy
a coffee
way.
Crawl.
Yeah, go on a coffee crawl in public.
Drink
your coffee
day.
In public during the day.
Don't Uber there. Take your own car.
Take your car. We're being smart. 2020,
yes.
The year of intelligence.
The year of intelligence, intentionalism.
Intentionalism.
Intentionality? Is that a word?
I think they both... intentionality sounds better, though.
It does. I think it doesn't exist.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Are you going to Google it?
Yep.
This is what we do.
Intentionality. Intentionally?
No, is it intentionalism? Is that a word? Intentionalism?
It's a word.
Which one?
Intentionality.
Okay. We're going to do things with intentionality, y'all.
Intentionalism. I'm going to look at that one too.
Okay, God.
That's a word too. Oh, it's a philosophy, not a word.
Okay. So,
what?
We're scratching intentionalism and we're hanging on to
How
intentionality.
How is it a philosophy but not a defined word?
Isms.
It's in the Oxford Handbook. So, it's a word to everywhere else but the United States.
Oh.
That's how that goes. Okay. That's
well, you know what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
We're trying to be smart this year. Let's not do anything stupid. If
oh
you think
God,
it's stupid,
look at my man.
Make sure you... Who is that?
Harry Styles.
Oh. Cute.
Right?
If it's going to be stupid...
Come
are you
on,
in dark
honey.
Mode on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh. Can you put mine in dark mode? Well, not now. Wait till then. I don't want to... You know, we have tendencies.
We... Yeah.
Y'all,
New Year's resolution. Back... Everything up.
Don't, yeah.
Back it all up.
Oh my God. Like, back it up for
He's
real.
He's so cute.
He is very cute.
He's like a little man child.
So, we just want to wrap it up, but we want to say as we wrap it up.
Look, that's him too.
That's his butt.
This is not a bear behind. I have seen that too. It wasn't on purpose.
He has on tidy whities.
It's from SNL. It's fine.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to make it seem like it was bear bottom.
I'm not looking
bear
at
bear bottom booty.
Weirdo
booty
nudies.
hairy. I can't say anything today. So yes, as we he's cute,
right?
As we finish this out, guys, because now we're going down a rabbit hole, we just want to say
we're now delirious.
We are a little tired. We just want to say that we hope that you know, again, we're sorry. It's been a while. We're being intentional. Exciting things are happening, not just for us, but for you. That's our hope. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I can't read that right now.
Scott Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Is he a cool guy?
Yes. Okay. We...
Yes.
Yes, he
That's
I'll explain it after.
Yes.
We want to... Basically, we're grateful for you who listen. You know who you two are. We are thankful to have a place to just, like, share our thoughts and to, you know, share how we feel about the world and about ourselves. And mm-hmm. A place to, you know, hopefully be inspiring to other people who feel like the world is lacking women who, you know...
are upfront and honest about the setbacks that adulthood has.
Exactly.
That no one explains when you turn 19. That you have to get a credit score.
Yes.
You're born with one, but still, I thought I would get a credit. Like, ugh, God.
Joy has some preconceived notions about credit that are not exactly the case.
And then taxes.
She thinks it just happens.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so we're working on that behind the scenes.
Stupid.
But we hope that, you know, you guys get a kick out of listening to our lives fall apart and come together over and over again.
Whatever.
And we hope that you continue to listen. And again, we hope that you're starting your new year off fantastically. And
if you're not, let us know.
Let us know.
We can send you a cute little playlist to uplift you.
We will create for you a personal playlist.
And we'll put it in the Instagram.
We will.
So that way, you know.
We'll send it to you first. Yeah. And then we'll put it in the Instagram. And so we'll shout you out if you want us to. And if you don't want us to, that's fine too.
Yeah,
but we'll just put it in there. And Joy will make it on Spotify because apparently Spotify is the place you make
playlists. I have Apple Music now too.
Oh, okay. Joy will make it. Oh.
I am the queen of free trials, honey.
She really is.
Yes, I am.
So Joy will make you a playlist as long as you get to her within that. In the next couple
got 27 days left.
Thank you. But Spotify all year long, y'all.
I love Spotify.
And I have Apple Music. So one of us will get you a playlist. Just let us know what your platform is.
Yeah.
I can't. And playlists, actually, they help you.
My God.
They help you with your journaling, too. Listening to music.
Oh, yes, they do.
They're very...
I
can't. Stop.
What?
It's all very inspiring.
I'm being who I am.
You are.
Help me!
Oh, my God. Joy is so delirious.
I'm so tired.
So, as we've closed this out...
I hate my job.
As we close this out... We hope that...
We can make a study schedule.
Oh, my God. Joy, can we finish the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, y'all.
Okay, so we just want to say that if you're having trouble being inspired this year, let us know. At Some Adulting Required, at Joy Naomi with an E, at Kayla Joy Baltazar, no TH. That's on... What? That's Instagram.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I was gonna say Pinterest. I was like, don't follow her on Pinterest.
You can follow me on Pinterest if you want to, though.
She doesn't go on there. She doesn't look at all my memes.
I post a lot of things. I just don't look at the messages because they don't tell me that there's messages. It's just like a random dot,
and poo,
so
poo,
I don't
poo.
Pay attention. And if you guys already have resolutions, can you please let us know what they are in the comments? And I think that's really all. So. I don't know. Have a good day. We'll see you next week.
Have a good year. Because that's the next time we'll see you. No. At this rate. I'm just kidding.
We'll post one next week,
we promise.
Have
a great at least month.
Yes. Have a great month. Wait, we're posting this in the week. Okay, yeah. We'll definitely see you next week then because we're posting this one on Monday.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.